The Simba Room Effect from RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org.
Welcome to The Simba Room Effect, brought to you by Dave, Matthew, and the guys from the Coriolis Effect podcast. I'm Dave. And this is an actual play podcast telling the ongoing story of Granite Holes and the adventures of Potboy the Ogre and Rado Maramai and Grendel the Changelings. This scenario has only been lightly edited into 5 parts. So let us take you into the dark and mysterious world of Simba Room, to the kingdom of Ambria and the forests of Davakar. Sit back and enjoy the tale of troubled spirits. Part 4. Previously, on the Simba Room Effect, Potboy, Rado Maramai, and Grendel wait with trepidation as the ruling council of Granite Hold have been called to the Watch House. They think to decide the future of the Inn of the Lonesome Ogre. Indeed, they know for sure already that Ivan Tor wants them out for some reason. They notice something unusual going on at Grendel's old house. A place owned by Tor, but now empty since Tor evicted Grendel and his parents. Investigating the old house, they come under attack by 2 shape-shifting imp creatures as they disturb some ancient ritual. But in doing so, Grendel sees a terrible sight as dreadful, wisp-like tentacles reach out from the depths to attack them.
Andy, you kind of, almost out the corner of your eye, kind of see... it's difficult to describe. It's kind of like a wispy tentacle, or it's just, you can see it. It's not coming out of there. It is out of there, and it's kind of circling in here.
Oh shit! We're leaving now.
D6, please.
That's where the
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's lashing at Potboy. As it does that, the rest of the ground in here all falls away. And you can see
beneath these hearts are keeping it
going.
You want to put the heart back.
Beneath it, you can see just it getting
the fires of hell.
No, it's dark. It's very gloomy, but you can see sort of wisps. It's deep. You can't see the bottom, but there's wisps of stuff.
That's where that creature which stalks the streets is coming, isn't it? We're leaving.
Could be. I'm going to run back and pick the heart off and put it back on the altar.
Let me just do the attack on Matthew. I did write some of this down actually. So, there we go. So Matthew, you need to make a defense roll at -3. As this, you can't even see this thing. Really.
But I make it because I get 2.
Okay. Andy, you see this this wispy tentacle that the others can't.
Yeah,
and you can see it going towards Potboy, and you shout, "Look out!" And you you jump, but you can't see it.
Yeah.
You just feel something that you've sort of batted away.
So, am I the only one who can see these tentacles coming out?
Yes.
You can, but you can't really see it very clearly. It's just a wispy thing. But we're into initiative, so Grendel, you're first.
Well, if he's been done, grabbing him underneath the arms and holding him up towards the steps, and if he's...
Is he still holding the crystal heart?
I thought you made him drop it.
No, I hadn't got there yet.
Oh, okay.
It's not stuck to you. You can drop it. So it's...
Can I put it back on the altar?
In your action, yes, you can.
I thought he was...
It's down with the kind of the horrible searing corruption sense.
He's corrupted.
Oh, just running through there. He's obviously evil now. So. No. So,
you can run around and grab him.
Yeah.
But that's as much as you can do this.
Okay. Oh, no, I thought he was down and out. Oh, no, I encourage both of them to leave. Telling them, like, see.
Okay, this the tentacle is going to attack you again, Matthew. Can I have another D6, please? Because you can see more coming up through the hole.
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, it's going for Potboy again. So it's 2 rolls you need to make, Matt.
at minus...
Minus three.
Minus three.
You can just kind of see something, but it's really out the corner of your
four.
Eye.
Four. I managed to defeat one of them. And 12, one of them.
Is that a hit? So it's trying to grab you, Matt, but it does damage first. It does 4 damage.
Ouch.
How much got through?
3.
Bad when even the GM's going...
This must be bad with problems.
Okay, and Matthew, I need you to make a quick roll against it's accurate. You get -3 because it's trying to grab you. Like a snake is trying to coil you up.
4. I succeed in...
Okay, mm-hmm. So it's damaged you, but you've managed to kind of push it away from grabbing you.
It's grabbing me, I say.
Okay, it's your action, potboy.
Running away! I think, honestly, I am running up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Movement.
Okay, your action, Tone.
I'm still right next to the altar, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm picking the hearth up, putting it back on the altar, and then I'm running.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that's the end of that action. Can you all make vigilant rolls?
That's very much.
Yes.
2, yes!
Yes.
Okay. You hear, ding, 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 ding.
That'd be
church
the...
Church bells are going.
Church bells were stopped.
Yeah.
Meaning it's...
Nighttime.
It's dangerous to be out.
It's nighttime.
Oh, bugger.
Andrew, it's your action.
All right, heading with the stove, but I suddenly remember, of course, I've got a burning torch. I can see the tentacles, can't I?
Should we get out and run for the...
Can just about... They're very wispy, but you can just about see them, yes.
Yeah, but if the tentacles come to all, what do they recoil from the heat?
Are you trying to hit one with it?
Yeah, while retreating, yes.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. You can do that. So make a roll to hit. It's defence is... You get +4 on your hit roll, because it's defence.
Okay. Yep. Easily, yeah.
Yeah, you hit it. It's definitely solid. And it... Roll a d6 for damage for the flame.
Oh, yeah. I'll use a dust I can't see. Oh, I can't see it, actually. What the hell's that?
Oh, that'll be a 6, I'm sure. No, it's a 1.
Well, no, bloody useless thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Doesn't appear to have any armour.
Get better dice. 1 with 6s on all the sides.
Size, yeah.
There's a level of trust involved in the games, you know, guys.
Is it? Oh,
we are, you know, well, 3 of us are in our 50s, so we should be old and mature enough to not cheat by now.
Nah.
That's very naive of me, isn't it? No, especially since it's you guys.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely hit something,
right.
And it didn't hurt it much, but it didn't like it either.
All right, okay. Well, we're using the torch to ward it off as I'm backing towards the stairs.
Yep, so it's actions.
Mm-hmm.
Let me have the D6 again, please. So same numbers. First one's going for Matt again.
Oh,
second one is going for Tony. So the first one, Matthew, you've got one tentacle that's still trying to grab you.
Well,
as you're
have you got a torch as well?
Nice. I have got a torch, yes.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it's been
no,
nice.
It's been nice got me.
You've been hit. Okay, that'll do 3 damage.
3 points of damage.
That's what I can see.
1 point of damage.
How are you coping?
I'm fine.
Okay.
All that herbal remedy you gave me,
mm-hmm.
just wasted.
Well, not you'd be dead now, wouldn't you?
Well, maybe, yeah.
Again, it's trying to grab you, Matt, so it's a quick roll at -3 for its accurate.
No, it's got me! It's got me! It's got me!
Alas, poor potboy.
Did you want to re-roll or anything?
Do I want to re-roll or anything?
Use an experience?
What, with one of my 20 experience points? No.
Okay.
What an evil GM.
You'll get more at the end, won't you? So
sorry?
If you spend one now, you're still... Assuming you're still alive.
I might be dead time. At the end.
Which goes, they put you in a point of hoarding experience, isn't there?
No. Wait, see, that's a funny thing when I'm bloody...
Yeah, I know, that's what slightly don't like about it. You blow an experience, which actually you hoard and you work quite hard to gather, and then you don't succeed anyway. Okay. So you've been grabbed, and we've stopped. You've made it to the stairs, but you've been grabbed at the bottom of the stairs. Tone, again, it's a quickness at -3.
Oh, fuck, then.
Uh-huh.
So this is...
Yeah, he's got a defence roll first.
Yes, defence roll first. Yeah, sorry, my mistake. At -3. It's just as bad, seeing it's based on quickness.
Yeah, so I've got my armor, so my defense is 3, so that basically means I need a 1 to...
You need a 1 to succeed. We've done it once already today.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, that's probably as many times as can ever. Oh, ooh, 3.
Okay, so you've been hit for 3 damage.
So I, my armor...
Yeah, your armor counts, so yes, absolutely.
A D4.
Or a 4. 4.
Okay, so you take no damage. It slaps at you, tries to grab you, but kind of it slides off your armor and... sort of grabs thin air. Potboys, your action.
Running up.
It's a strong against strong to try and break free, which you can use.
Strong, I can do to break 3.
So it's strong, so it's -3 for its strength. No? Okay, you do have a second action, so you can try again.
Okay.
It's gone for 3 dice.
Panicking now. And 2 successes.
Okay, you break free, but in doing so, you sort of fall over and land on your ass at the bottom of the stairs. Okay. But you've broken free of the tentacle. Radomiramai, your action.
I'm running for the stairs.
Yep, okay, you can get to the stairs with your first action, and then you have another move action if you want, or combat action.
Pick me up.
Well, can I pick it?
You could drag him. Okay. I mean, he's pretty damn heavy.
No, you can't drag me, can we? So
what you could do is help him up, I guess.
Yeah, I can get up with a move roll next time.
Okay, I'm heading upstairs then.
Yeah, okay. So you get upstairs into the main room upstairs. Next round, it's Grendel.
Grendel, okay. Well, as I'm heading upstairs, I'll go upstairs. I can use my free actions to fire one of the darts off at bullets at the arms, can I?
You definitely can, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to shoot the dart at the one that was attacking Potboy then.
Yep.
When I'm running up the stairs, yes.
And... he's shooting at the thing that's grabbed me.
Yeah, no,
you broke through.
Yeah, but the one that was going for you, yeah.
Okay.
And it's just so damaged. It's
do you need to roll for that?
It's. Oh, there you are. I think it's automatic hits.
I think it's an automatic hit, isn't it? Because you've already cast a spell.
Yeah.
So you've been charged up to 5 arrows or bolts. They float alongside you. Succeeded the resolute test and shot, done that. Each arrow hits automatically and deals 1d6 damage. Yeah, so you hit automatically.
Okay, so I shoot. Yep, so that is. Oh, I can't be done. One again.
Use dice that we can read, and you might get some better rolls.
Yeah.
They do look quite nice, those dice.
They do look nice, but you can't, like,
read the numbers.
Just that one of them, don't need all of them. Yeah, they're designed so you could say any number you like when you roll it, isn't it? With those swirling patterns.
Oh, it's a 6 again.
That's a 5, I'm sure. Yes. You've moved on from your dodgy wooden loaded dice to those dodgy black wooden loaded dice to these dice that no one can barely read. Anyway, moving swiftly on.
So
that's your combat action, yeah.
So and I'm running up the stairs, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it's their go. So, Potboy, you're the only one here, so both tentacles are going to go for you. So you get a defence.
-3,
but you're on the ground. So it's -5.
-5. So 2 or less. No. No.
No, I have to go back down. Bollocks.
So they've both hit you. So the first one does 1 damage.
Obviously.
The second one does 1 damage.
Obviously.
So they don't do any damage. So these things are lashing at you, but...
no, they
won't. You're sort of lying on your back, like, batting them away.
But they haven't grabbed me.
They haven't grabbed you. No, they need to do damage to be able to get a grip. Potboy's action.
Get up. Run up the fucking stairs.
Okay. And Rado, your action.
I guess I'm going to back away from the stairs, but keep watching the stairs, see if these things come up after Potboy.
Yeah, okay. So you can back as far as the door.
I'll back to the door then.
Okay. Uh-huh. Next round, it's Grendel. It's your action.
Grendel,
okay. So you've got to the top of the stairs.
Yeah, I mean, he's crawling up the stairs, is he?
No, he's running.
He's running. I mean, so he's up.
Yeah, he's up the top. He's right behind you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm backing. I mean, do we go further up the house or do we go out in the streets?
Well, we could. Do you want to stay in this house? Because I guess these things can probably come up the stairs if they want to.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's going
to... We could run. Because we're there, aren't we? So we're very close to
the hovel. 50 yard dash to the hovel, maybe.
So we could make a run
75
for that.
Yards maybe.
Make the sanctuary there for the night. So either that or stay in this house with these things are, because we could fight them, maybe we can beat them, but I don't know how many more can come up out of this.
Need to make a chance to hold, really, isn't it? As long as they let us in.
Your action. You can't talk about it. Five.
Four, guarding the things is coming up. Waiting for Popwood to come up first, yes.
Okay.
Make sure he's getting clear.
So you're back into the door then for your action.
Yeah.
And okay. Okay, that I think only one tentacle can probably come up there right behind you, Matthew, but you are getting attacked by one of them that's trying to grab you as you're going up.
What? Negative?
It's minus three because you're on your feet again now. It's minus five because you're knocked over.
It's nine, it's got me anyway, sorry.
Okay, that does. One damage. Okay.
There it
again, lashes at you, it leaves a tear on your apron or something, but doesn't have enough to actually grab you.
Right.
Your action.
My action. Barging straight past these fools wedging by the door.
Okay. Ten, your action.
So what are we doing?
I think the whole thing is just run out into the street.
Okay, I'm going to
follow. What I'm doing is I'm barging straight past you and out onto the street.
Okay,
And heading, if you want to see which way I'm turning, towards the hovel.
I'm following Potboy and heading towards the hovel.
Okay. Andrew?
Yeah, going towards the hovel.
Yeah, okay, right. We have to see whether you attract the attention of things that lurk in the night before you get back. All right, here we go. So, you need to make... I think it's quickness because you're running. Can you each make...
Bollocks.
No, okay, I'll allow you quickness or discreet. Your choice, depending on how you want to make the...
Okay. Right,
I think it's going to be two quick rolls... Or four discreet rolls. Three discreet rolls, go on.
I'm not being discreet.
Okay.
No, I failed my first quickness.
Okay.
I succeed on my second.
Same as...
Okay.
Fat boy, I mean pot boy.
Well,
Are you going discreet? Or quick?
Well, I think five quick, eight discreet. So I've got to make three discreet. The chances of succeeding on either case are minimal.
Okay.
So I'll just go quick. Critical failure on my first.
Okay, you've
and a failure on my second.
Okay, on the you don't get as far as the second one. The first one, the critical fail, you just completely fall over your feet and land face first in the dirt. You drop your sword. You two guys, you think you're going to make it?
Mm. Leave him. There's nothing we can do.
I speak. Suddenly, Popboy learns how to speak. Oh, leave him. Oh, I'll go back for him. Help him up.
So what is this? Are we worried about the tentacles coming after him, or are we worried about the other thing coming after him?
Both.
Both, probably.
Both, I'd say. I would say
I'm
both.
Hearing him falling.
Yeah.
I stop and look back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, hearing him, yes.
You see, you're about a third of the way.
Mm-hmm.
You've got about 50 metres left to go.
I'm going to go, save yourselves.
Are you? No, don't go.
Didn't fucking mean it.
Yeah, and he said it to look good. Come save me.
Okay, so are you two running back to help him?
Yes.
Okay, Tane, you can get up onto your feet again.
No, we don't have to run back and help him then.
Yeah, you can clamber back up to your feet, but yeah. I mean...
Grab my sword again.
That's all taking time, so...
No, it's okay, let's go.
Okay, Tane, you said you failed your second roll.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys have got sort of to the door of the hovel.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Which is obviously shut and locked.
Mm. Oh, well, I said I was going back to help him, so...
Okay, Rado is about 40 metres, a turn or two away from getting there as well.
Mm-hmm.
When something looms out of the darkness near you, Tone. Now, you need to make a defence roll at minus one.
No.
Okay, he's hit you.
I'm screwed.
One damage.
Oh, fine.
Three armour.
Three armour takes.
No, sorry, it ignores armour. So you take one damage.
Are you standing or are you...
I'm stood up.
Yeah, you're on your feet, yeah. What are you two doing?
Can't see the guy back to help him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Do you still have your torch?
Mm, yes.
Or did you drop it?
No, the most efficient thing to do would be for one of us to get the door open and the other one to go...
So do what you want to do, Matt.
So I'm hammering on the door
yeah.
and calling calling, Kalugo! Kalugo!
Okay, so we're into actions, quickness. So the thing in the dark goes first, and it gets an attack on both of you.
Okay, ow.
So Tony, make a defense roll at minus one, and Andy, make a defense roll at minus one.
Nope.
Yes.
So Tone, you take two damage.
I'm down to one toughness now.
Andy, you don't take any. Mm-hmm. It's your actions now, the two of you.
Okay. Well,
Potboy's hammering on the door. You can hear lots of movement inside.
Okay, well, I assume those bolt things. Oh, well, I might have lost a storm arrow thing by now, or is that still going?
No, there's no. You haven't taken damage, have you?
No, not yet, no.
So if you lose your concentration, then you can lose it. But now, right. Now you've still got four bolts still floating around with you, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm hacking at the thing that's gone for radish.
Okay, yeah, you can fire, and you hit automatically.
Yeah, and then swing my sword. I can do both, can't I?
You can, and then you still have a move action as well.
Okay, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that, so I shall use the dice I can see.
So this sort of looming sort of shape that you have seen before,
mm-hmm.
is there, yeah, is there to be hit?
Okay, well, I'll do the damage from the arrow bolt then.
Yep.
Oh, one.
One, okay, that seems to do no damage at all.
Okay.
And then you can swing to attack.
Yep.
So his defense is minus two.
That's a 12 then. Yes. Ooh, one.
So it's critical success.
Yeah.
So
I do a D8. So is it a straight eight then? Is it?
I don't know. How do criticals work in this?
I'm not sure. Is there a critical success in this?
I'm not sure there is, actually. I think you get to roll 2d8, I would say.
Okay.
That's one. Your game, mate. I mean...
Yeah, I know.
Ooh, seven.
What's the total? Total?
Seven, yeah.
That's okay. You're not hitting it in the way that you'd hit something
mm-hmm.
normally.
It's, so it's passing through. Yeah.
You're doing damage, but it's...
Not hurting it.
It's not... It is hurting it, but not in the way that blow would have hurt...
Hurt something else. Non-person, yeah. Something more solid.
Righto.
Critical damage as an optional wall.
Yeah. Righto.
I'm running for that color.
Okay, with both actions.
Yep.
Okay, and well, you're using your...
Well, you need two move actions to get that.
If I've got a move action left, I'll move mine to run towards the hole as well then.
Yep.
Yep.
So you can get there this turn. You're halfway there.
Right, okay.
And Matt's pounding on the door. You can hear on the other side, Matt. Clunk, clunk, clunk. Turn. Pull. Then they're also trying to unlock the doors. But you've got one more action before that open and you're through.
Okay.
And this turn you all get attacked.
I'm dead.
So, Tone, if you want to make a defence roll, please.
Not necessarily. No, I'm down there.
So if you use... This is where you might want to use more dice. Because if you get any successes...
True, although I still need... Is it minus two?
Or it's at minus one.
I need a two.
So I will go with three dice. So I get a two.
Okay.
So one success.
Basically means it misses you.
Uh-huh.
But in doing so, you've sort of had to throw yourself down on the floor... Your sword is gone, just complete disarray. But that's a major complication. I think you're knocked unconscious.
Okay.
So you've leapt out there, but you've swacked your head on the door as it's being opened.
Uh-huh.
And
no worries, they win.
Rado's just completely gone, totally unconscious, out on the floor.
But the door's open.
The door is opening. There's an attack on you now, Matthew.
Sorry, okay.
If you could do a defence against minus one, as this. These shapes are swarming all around you.
Yes, defended.
And
minus
Grendel, again, minus one defence.
Eight, yes.
Okay, so they all swipe at you.
Uh-huh.
The door's open, hands come out and start grabbing you. A couple of hands come out and grab the unconscious Rider Maramai and drag
him
in.
Don't leave him outside, they'll feast on him.
It's funny, he gets very loquacious at certain times.
Yeah.
And the doors are slammed shut.
Okay.
And Kalugo goes, what the fuck are you doing out?
Just fancied a midnight stroll.
End of the scene.
Ah.
And scene.
XP each. So, 10, you're going to be unconscious for an hour.
You back up to 20 now, then.
Can't remember.
Okay, you've made it into Caligo's hovel. You saw, didn't get any sense that those tentacles had come out to follow you, but you were quite
didn't
running.
Didn't really hang around, did we? So.
No. Sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there's plenty of places in Caligo's hovel for you to crash down.
Right, yeah.
Near a nice warm fire. Get some beer inside you. Wake Radamar and Mai up.
He needs to sleep.
Okay, you all get one hit point back.
For the morning. One hit point, don't waste it.
Well, do some Medicare, get you want to wake up.
Yep.
Next day.
Okay, make a roll in time.
How do I get more herbal remedies in? Because I've run out now.
You'd probably have to go and either learn how to make them or buy some. I think you probably need to work out that you probably do get some pocket money from Amla and Elgor. You're not just being...
So do you need some medication?
No, I'm only down by one, so...
Well, look, okay, do you want to wait then in case we get into another fight?
Well, I mean, I can sleep, don't I?
Yeah, true.
I was going to say spend it on you and him and himself, but...
for Matthew, bugger you. 1d4 of damage back. 4.
I got 4.
You get 4 hit points back.
Yay, thank you.
And I failed my
roll.
Oh,
no. I knew that was going to happen. lucky turn. Right then, it's morning.
So do I get any temporary corruption from casting that thing? Or?
You would have done, but it wouldn't have been enough.
Wouldn't have been enough.
You've gone now, as is your temporary corruption time, but you've now got some permanent corruption.
So how does a permanent corruption work? Is that just my kind of new starting point for corruption?
No,
so I now have 3 permanent corruption. My corruption threshold is 8. So yes. I mean I can only get
5
more before I
get
more permanent corruption.
Yep. And then when you reach a certain point in corruption, when you reach...
become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
And the alchemy talent or whatever is what you need to create herbal remedies.
So, when you reach... So, your corruption threshold is resolute divided by 2, isn't it?
Yes.
So, if you reach...
Round it up.
...your corruption threshold in permanent corruption, you are blight-marked.
Ooh.
Which means you develop a stigma as a sign of the corruption. It's triggered by temporary corruption. A stigma triggered by temporary corruption will heal and vanish. Okay, you should probably have got a stigma as well, actually. But I'll let that go for this time.
Forgetting
any permanent corruption.
No, so if you get to your corruption threshold, you get permanent corruption, plus you get a stigma.
No, go on, what's stigma?
It's triggered by temporary corruption, will heal after a day. But if you get a permanent, if you get 8, or if you reach your corruption threshold with permanent, you get a permanent stigma. Okay, 1, 2.
Oh, I see.
So somebody. Rado, roll d20.
20.
Let's see what your stigma is for the day.
8.
A faint odour of decay follows the person, despite him or her looking healthy. Though I guess you don't look
I'm not sure I look that healthy. Death's door.
Yeah, so you've got like a really kind of sulphurous, farty smell around you.
Well, that's just normal, isn't it? That's when you sleep in the same cell.
But basically, when you reach... your resolute score in permanent corruption, that's when you are totally corrupted.
All right.
Where normally, in the core game, you would then become an NPC. In this game, it says you can become undead and carry on playing.
Oh, joy.
In the core game?
In the core game, you are become an NPC, you're dead, you're gone. In the advanced game, it gives you the option of becoming undead. So, following morning, you've all done your... relevant healing, such as it might be.
What's that smell? Is that you, Potboy?
Potboy was indicating Rado Maramai then. What are you doing, guys?
Shaking Kalugo's hand
and you
heading back to the inn.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
When you walk past your old house. The door which you just left...
My old temple.
Which you left wide open is shut.
All right. Okay.
Did we? I was the first to leave. One of you guys should have shut it.
Don't think any of you specified you were shutting it. In fact, you were shitting it rather than shutting it.
Well, it's not my responsibility. I shut the door.
Oh, he was last out, I think.
You did not shut the door?
I remember, I was too busy picking somebody
up. I'm not having this conversation. I'm assuming it was you who shut the door, because as I walked past, I said, let's the door shut. Which is nothing out of the ordinary.
No, it's fine. We don't have to go in there ever again. We all know it's, you know.
Yeah, I wonder whether the Ambrians have got a point about changelings. So there's the house where you brought up in, and there's some vile thing that comes out of the ground and...
No, that's because of the imp. Are you actually saying this, or are you just thinking this?
I'm just thinking it. I'm an ogre of very little brain. Well, of exactly 7 brain. and I'm just running it through in my head. Maybe the Ambrians have got a point.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Probably.
Okay, yeah, you get back to the inn, guys. Obviously, Amla was worried sick about where you've been. Glad to see that you're back, safe and sound. Even though you do look a bit beaten up.
Quite significantly beaten up.
So he's obviously very worried, and he says, oh, come in and have some breakfast. And let's clean you up. And... But what happened? Where have you been? What have you been doing?
Well, I think I'll just tell them. Tell him.
I'm not, of course. I don't say anything.
No, we should be so lucky. You know.
I was going to say, yes, we went to break into Grendel's old house and we got attacked by imps. Wispy tentacle monsters from under the ground.
Mm.
And then we ran away. You've been at Kalugo smoking that dodgy weed again, haven't you?
Yeah.
No, well, yes. But yeah, well, then we ran and slept at Kalugo's for the night.
We actually said, yeah, what the hell?
What are you going to do about it?
Eh?
I'll get a rest for a week.
Obviously, something very strange is going on.
Yes.
The house.
Yes.
But if us changes say, oh, by the way, there's something strange going on at that house, they're going to say, oh, yes, told you we will throw us out.
I nod emphatically. Are we eating breakfast?
Yes. In fact, while they're having their breakfast, I'm going to have a quick nip down to make sure that that cask which I've hidden down the cellar is still okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
As you left it.
Keep checking. Somebody's going to see you.
I'm making sure there's nobody else down there when I'm checking, all right?
No, nobody down there. No signs of...
How can you be sure you didn't roll vigilant?
Do ogres have a trait called effing annoying?
They do, yeah. Well, only when Matt's playing them.
Yeah.
Is there some of those left?
I just want to point out, Andy, he's the GM. Playing a game when you can die. And for the benefit of the mics, this is us eating crisp. I've muted your mic, though.
Alright. So, after breakfast, what are you guys going to do?
I don't know. Ignore it ever happened?
I'm looking towards either you or Teddy to ask him about whether anything happened last night with Ivan.
Oh.
But, you know, if you don't want to, if you don't care about the bloody home.
No. God. Then well, maybe I had a bit too much on my mind last night, you know.
Yeah, but now is the morning.
Now is the morning. Yes.
We've all had a good night's sleep. We're all feeling a lot better. Can I have some water,
Teddy? Can I have a cup of tea, please? Go
away, yes. Just water would be lovely for me. I'm not an over-demanding
No, you're just an annoying fucking ogre. Okay, I shall ask. The old gommers, were there any problems from the cabal last night?
No, it was a very quiet night. Nobody from the cabal came. Nobody from the watch came to report on their investigation. Not many people came in at all, actually.
I think he's telling the truth.
Yeah, make a vigilant test.
So now
unmodified.
So you're going to interrogate your old beloved the goblins?
I'm not interrogating him. I just lived with him for some time. I know he likes to hide stuff from me. In a protective sort of way. I'm just trying to see whether I'm...
No, you don't think he's lying, no.
I stretch, yawn.
What?
It's not opening time yet, is it? I'm going back to the house.
What?
His house.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I'm heading that way, whether I'm going on my own or not.
No, but this is my parents' house, so we'll go with him.
Okay, yeah. Right then.
I'm heading back to the house. I don't know whether anybody's coming with me.
Yes, yeah.
Well, I'll come with that. It's almost certainly to my death.
Just don't get into a fight.
Don't release any invisible creatures to attack you without negotiating.
Don't pick up any weird stone things which give you tons of corrosion.
Okay. I've learned my lesson about picking up weird stone things. They might have come and got us anyway.
Okay, yeah, you can walk back to the house.
Mm-hmm. Right. First of all, before going in, hands to the door. I have no idea how I sensed the evil before, but I'm just seeing if it gives me the same bad vibes.
Make a vigilant roll, all of you.
Oh, God.
I think you're going to tap on the temple. At minus five.
Minus five.
I succeed
too.
No, I think it's fine. I can't remember anything about last night.
So we feel the evil, we say, no, that's fine. Yeah, Andy, go in.
Look, the pops are over there, shall we?
You do get a similar sense.
The door slams without being touched.
You're inside, the door closes behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Changeling taint, I say.
You do get a similar sense of unnatural foreboding that you had the night before.
To add to the sense of quite natural foreboding that we already have.
yes. Indeed.
About coming here with 2 hit points left. Some bad guy just looks at me in a funny way.
I don't know, shall we try that? Here, this is my 20. Oh,
can you do damage with that?
No,
I don't think you can you?
Well, I mean, you can, because effectively that's how I make my combat rolls.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the next level is. Anyway, okay.
So you get to the house.
Is the door locked or can it, or does it open?
Are you trying to open the door?
Yeah.
The door's locked.
Ooh.
The door's locked.
Where? You open it?
Oh, I can open
it. It was a cunning roll.
It's a cunning roll, yes.
Just roll one. Yes, I succeed in cunning roll.
Okay. You manage to open the door. There are some people wandering about in the street, but...
Nothing to see here, folks. All people.
Well, they see you. They know that you used to live there.
Yeah.
And they're kind of turning a blind eye. Most of them are goblins anyway. You don't really give a shit.
And you little chaps. Oh, no. What?
I've already opened the door. Done. Done.
You might want to pay attention, possibly. How many hit points do you have left?
Oh dear.
Okay, has anybody gone in?
There you go, the door's open.
In.
And standing back.
Okay, in you go, Andy. And boom!
Excellent. Good games.
Granite hole disappears into a hole in the ground. Everyone there dies.
Yeah, excellent.
We can play Western instead.
The wispy tentacles take over the world.
Good.
Okay, it looks normal. I mean, but the others do get this sense of foreboding.
Alright.
Are
there any more torches left over by the kitchen bit we can light?
We can bring some with us because we're planning a visit this time. Obviously.
We were planning it.
We brought some with us.
Yes.
I just bring some torches back, but you guys might have got some torches.
I definitely got some torches.
Yeah, we did. We suddenly always going back to my parents' house.
Where it's
dark.
In the cellar.
Lighting a torch and going down there.
Yeah. So
Make vigilant rolls.
No.
I'm being critical failure.
Success.
Success.
Although I don't think there are such things as critical failures in this game.
Major complications, we call them.
Yeah, got a 4. A succeeded.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a draft
mm-hmm.
going inwards. And you can see the flames of your torture.
Alright.
Not being sucked like a jet engine, but they are.
Alright.
They are certainly.
Feeding what's over down there.
But air is being sucked down into the bowels of hell.
Excellent.
The portal to.
So we just.
Demonic realms in there.
So basement. You said you're going down to have a look.
Yeah, I did.
You're going down to the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So as you start coming down the stairs into the basement. You
that hole.
You stopped suddenly, and basically all this floor that was once there has gone.
Oh God!
One of the things you did notice, actually, that vigilant roll, was that the floorboards up here
are creaking,
bow and bend a little bit. And looking into here is just a gloomy, dark, as far as you can tell, bottomless
pit.
Nothingness.
Taking a look at that.
Is there any sign of? Which we tend to go. I'm shouting because I'm not down there. I'm just hiding up here.
No.
Any sort of those tentacles?
I'm walking back up the stairs along this edge carefully and out the door.
Okay. There's no.
Nothing. So the pits of hell, it's just the pit of hell down there.
No obvious signs of wispy tentacles that you can see.
No, right.
I am heading towards the church.
Which one? The temple or the church?
Remind me of the difference.
So you've got not much really. So the church is to Prios and the temple is to the sun god. I think that's how I put it around. Yeah, temple of the sun. So the temple is where the bodies were laid in rest.
Right. All right. Engaged.
The church is
the temple then. Because we've got a bit of a relationship.
Okay. Tempted, almost tempted to do, was it Pippin or was it, which is the hobbit who threw the stone down the well?
Oh, for fuck's sake, don't be stupid.
It was Pip, wasn't it?
Bit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe leaving, I don't mind throwing stones down to the pit.
Let me go and get a priest and we'll throw the priest down the well.
No, okay. Is it a good idea for us to change things, be around a house that has the pit of hell in its cellar? Not really.
With all of this, this is open and the altar is gone.
Right.
The fire there is gone.
So if I just play a torch, I can see nothing down.
Just gloom.
Just gloom. Well, I do.
You don't know how deep it is.
Well, going back up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm knocking on the side door to the bishop's residence or
to the priest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Should we go and join him at the temple? What are we going to do?
He's going to be a priest back there, is it? Right here.
So, yeah, The side door opens.
The same acolyte.
And there is yeah, I guess probably is the same acolyte, yeah, who's
At him meaningfully.
Well, I'd like to see how you're gonna mime
hole.
There's the pit of hell to open up under the house in the
he in says, the house. Look, Potboy, you need to go around the front. You can't knock on the back door every time. Did you just do that to me?
Do you want to pull that
fold
door
my
too?
Arms.
No, next bit, really.
Okay.
Waiting.
He says, look, go around the front. And he closes the door.
I knock on the door again.
Okay, from inside, you hear him go round the front, you stupid ogre.
Is the door locked?
You're right, yes, the door is locked.
Actually, if he's going to the temple, I'm going to go
roll I have to make to just turn the handle so that it unlocks the door? Because I'm a strong ogre.
You mean to break the door down?
No, just to go until the lock falls apart inside through sheer.
I'm not sure you can do that. You could probably break the lock by barging it with your shoulder or something.
No. Go round the front.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the inn, to the...
Astor's Hovel.
Astor's Hovel. Because goblins are a bit more sympathetic to the changelings, aren't they, really? The human types.
Yep. So, and most humans are accepting of changelings, generally.
Uh-huh.
But just not as part of a human
family. Because they don't live in the same house, town, or drink in the same pub.
In the same country, in fact, or the same continent.
Some of humans' best friends are...
Okay, yeah, you can go there, and it's open for breakfast.
Okay. Well, I'm going to explain to him what we found, you know, what's there.
I'll go with him.
Okay. So, there's a big hole underneath.
Well, we'll explain what happened last night.
No. You can tell him in your own words.
Well, I guess you explained to him last night what you were doing, did you? Or did you just...
I didn't.
No, we just ran. We didn't really know.
Okay.
No, just explained the events what happened last night. And so we went back this morning, and now there seems to be a... And I can't pronounce his name.
In my name?
Yeah.
Well, normally you just call me Radish, don't you? Hilariously.
No, I'm trying to be...
Radio Maramani.
Radio Maramani. Not that hard.
Come on. Radio Maramani the Radish. Everybody gets a nickname.
The Radished.
And just so we went back there this morning and explained what we found.
Okay, he's like, okay, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
What,
Well, show him. It offered to show him, so he can, you know, so it's not...
Why do I want to get near a house that's got a great big hole under it?
Just pointing out there's something that's not actually right there. That's what we're trying to...
I'll take your word for it, Grendel. That's fine.
Okay, yeah. When the demons of hell come pouring out and destroy this town, don't tell me, I didn't tell you.
Fair enough. I mean, you're expecting demons of hell to be coming out.
No, I don't know. I've got a fucking clue.
Okay.
Am I around the front?
You're around the front, yes.
Okay, walking into the temple.
Yep.
Is there a priest?
There is the priest who is doing the usual permanent prayer thing. Yeah, where you found the body in that time, the dead priest.
Yeah. Prayer wasn't that permanent when he was dead, was it?
No, but it's supposed to be, unless some imp thing comes up behind you.
I know where the door to the major priest's quarters are. About two-thirds of the way up on the left-hand side. I'll just walk straight towards that.
And as you're going towards that door, the door opens and Kenaniah comes out. And he's dressed reasonably finely. He obviously hasn't been out of bed that long. And he goes, look, what is it you want this time, potboy?
I beckon to him and I turn around.
Why should I follow you?
I bark 3 times. I shrug my shoulders.
Make a persuasion roll.
I can make a persuasion roll. I am good at persuasive.
To see if
I am a persuasive person. Well, even with my nonchalant shrugs.
Well, pick him up and carry him.
See me roll this dice with a 25% chance of failure. Yes, that 25% chance of failure is the one I was talking about. Turn around again.
Well, I'll just simply pick him up and carry him if you want him to see it.
Evil in this town.
Evil.
Shadows.
Well, we know there are shadows. There's
These wispy tentacle things.
Yeah.
They leave a mark on my...
Yes.
Point out the
mark. Okay. He sort of piques his interest and he has a look. He goes, strange injuries, Potboy. Where did you get these?
Next man.
I beckon to him again. And start walking.
Okay, lead on. Show me what you've got to show me.
Okay, take him back to the house.
Yeah, and he gets one of his acolytes to come along with him.
Are you guys still there?
Yeah, we're watching the house.
You guys come back?
Watching the house from the pub, most probably. Well, why not?
Yeah, we're sitting in the pub garden and going, well, we can just see the house.
No, I'm sure there's windows in the pub. Oh.
Anyway, come to the street side of the house. The store.
It's a nice one.
Do these priests bless themselves since, you know, like...
Yeah, I guess there's, yeah, something...
So I mimic their blessing motion.
Okay.
Suggesting they might want to make it as I stand by the front door.
Okay. Kenaniah looks a bit pensive. And he's like, what happened here, pot boy?
I beckon over his shoulder to his acolyte.
Okay. What do you want? Just tell me what happened here.
I opened the door.
I'll explain to him, because we're there now. I'll explain what happened. In words, explain everything that happened honestly. And we'll say now, you know, the hole was massive increase in size overnight. It looks pretty...
Off the garden,
demonic, doesn't it? Like a natural, doesn't it? Like natural subsidence or anything? It does look like something quite evil.
There is certainly a...
So just get this clear. We're telling him that we noticed something strange about this place. Broke in.
Yep.
Got attacked by two of the impi creatures. Those are the same impi creatures
that were the priest.
That had killed the priest. Although different ones, but of the same changeling thing. Yeah.
No, they weren't changelings, they were imps.
Yeah. It's a bad slip of the tongue to make, isn't it? Yeah, they're evil changelings.
I'm just saying as a player. Are we telling him that there were two changeling hearts and you picked one up and caused the ship to fall?
No, they're the hearts of the those two robbers were brought in, wasn't it?
But aren't they changeling hearts? What were those stone hearts that...
No, you know when those four parents were brought in, plus those two robbers or whatever they were, weren't they?
They were outlaws, yeah.
Outlaws. They were human hearts.
So they're nothing to do with changelings.
Oh, but they're hearts. Oh, yeah. But that's what was on the altar.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. So two more of those. Hearts on the altar. And you're telling all of that?
Yes, I think so.
I just wanted to make sure.
Okay. To find the fastest horse to leave the town.
I stand by the door and beckon them to come and have a look.
Ken and I looks a bit...
dubious?
Reluctant.
I beckon to the acolyte.
And he's kind of reluctant for the acolyte to go in as well. Are you inside the room now?
I'm standing inside the door.
Okay. What about you two?
Well, I can't offer to lead them down the steps, down to the, you know, if they wish to follow.
I breathe a sigh of relief and step out of the door.
Okay, Ken and I is very, very gingerly... approaching and says, "All right, I ought to see what you have to show
okay,
me."
Okay, as you fall down the steps, pushing him down.
Are you?
No, even though he's a member.
Wasn't he one of the ones you wanted
to? He was.
That would be quite funny.
It would be.
So you're going first down the steps, are you, Andy?
Yes, with a torch, of course.
So there's a little bit of a ledge there, mm-hmm. which is a bit crumbly. The steps are feeling a bit rickety as well.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please make a strong test?
Strong.
Oh, no, not this time. Bollocks.
I can. Just.
No, I can't.
Fair bit this time.
Tony?
I just want to point out, I'm outside the house.
He's a pot boy, the toughest one's outside the house.
Andy, take one temporary corruption.
Yeah. Ooh.
So that will put you up to 7, Tony?
Yep.
Yes, it of temporary.
So you're going to get another one?
Because you start with
Well, three. I've got 3 permanent.
Yeah.
So
your threshold is 8.
Yep.
You roll a d4 again?
I rolled a 4 on d4 for my corruption, as always.
What's...
So tell that d4. Damage, 4. Corruption, 1.
Yeah, it does seem to go the wrong way around.
Yeah, Ken and I are... He's obviously affected by it, but he doesn't.
That's perhaps
not as badly, no. And same for his acolyte. They're just with all this. Okay, there's something wrong about this place, and you know, you show him the hole, and he's kind of shocked. What on earth could have caused this? What on earth? What in Davikar could have caused this?
Well,
Well, I'm outside, so well, I can hear this coming. But well, I will express, as a player, my frustration that I have no idea. I am a simple ogre who works at a pub. And when something weird goes on, you get the priest in, and the priest explains what's happened. Going on. You don't want the priest to go, ooh, I don't know, what do you think it is? It's the whole object of priests, to be perfectly frank. If priests haven't got the answer,
we're doomed.
Why do we listen to them?
Maybe we shouldn't. And he says, well, there's... Well, yes, okay, we must leave. And he walks back up. So this is your chance to throw him in the hole if you want.
No,
I just lean quite heavily on this wall. As he's walking past. No, I don't.
He comes out and says to the acolyte, go and fetch the other brothers. We must seal off this place before we can purify it.
I nod.
Get out.
Yes, I'm
hoping out for the entire duration of this visit.
He says to the acolyte as well, go to the watch and get some guardsmen to guard this place. Nobody must enter or leave. This place must be purified.
You have been listening to The Simbaroom Effect, presented by RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org. The music was the Carvosti theme by Iron Pact Orchestra, used with permission of Jan Ringer. Typefaces are Code by Font Fabric and Season of the Witch Black by ImageX.